This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And man, oh man, we keep getting within two games of 500 and just can't get past it. Another loss last night. Spencer Arrighetti, not good. Oh man, Foster Griffin, holy crap. I like this young Nats team. It's nice with Garcia and Wood. And Abrams and Foster, they need more pitching because they can score runs now. They steal bases. That's a fun brand of baseball that they're playing.
All you got to do is trade Yordan. You can get those guys.
Oh, is that right? Trade Yordan.
Yeah, okay. They traded Juan Soto. They got two of those guys.
The greatest player in the game. You want to trade him.
Or you could keep Juan Soto and let him walk.
Uh-huh.
Game's gone. The game's gone.
Yordan's got a few years left on his deal. Okay, so slow down.
That's what makes him more valuable.
And Juan Soto was 12 years old when they
traded. That's what makes him more valuable. Okay. And brought you Abrams and Wood. Game's gone for Spencer Arrighetti. He's done.
Yeah, what the hell? How do you go
he's
from the
done.
Best pitcher in baseball?
I don't know what happened. He's done.
He's throwing meatballs up there.
Walks, deal with the devils off.
He just continues to throw that. What happened to the word curveball? Why can't we just say curve and slider anymore or fastball? What happened to those words?
Well, a curve is a real curve. They don't just give you a curve for a slider or a sweeper anymore.
Okay. Whatever.
With the type of spin rates that they can pick up now, there's very specific type of breaking pitches.
Yeah. Well, okay. Whatever. I mean, we just can't.
What do you need it to say curveball for? Just let it say walk, hit, home run. That's all you need to worry about when Arrighetti's on.
Well, Arrighetti just can't find. I mean, he went again. I mean, just the walks are just killing him. This whole team, the walks are killing him. Just throw strikes. Let him hit it. Gosh. The other night, six straight balls to start the inning. Okay, great. They are scared to death of James Wood. They didn't throw him a strike in the entire series.
He just walked
to first base and then walked around the bases and scored every time. You see his run scored? I mean, it's the most before the All-Star break. He could be Ted Williams' record of 19 runs ahead of the next closest guy. He's 20 ahead of the next closest guy. I mean, it's incredible. This guy just scores runs. He's a nice player. I like James Wood. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. Maybe the Astros should just trade for him.
Well,
just trade for James Wood.
Get Yordan queued up.
What? No.
To get him, it cost Juan Soto in his young prime. If you don't want to play the games, then you ain't going to get the prize. It's that simple. Just keep.
They ain't giving up James Wood, probably even for Yordan.
Yeah, you got to just keep trying
He's
to see if you
and
can
they got
win
him under control.
Allen, Shoemate, Smith, Bryce Matthews. These are the guys that are going to lead you into the next millennia. These are the guys that are going to lead you to your next
hit more.
Great run.
I wish they'd have a 700 OPS. That'd be great.
Well, they have what they have, and if you don't want to pay the price, then you don't get a no Coke.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
I mean, you look at
unless
Woods
you unless
OPS,
you can draft
it's
it,
actually
unless
over
you can
900.
Draft it. Yeah, if you want to draft it. If you don't want to, you got to trade for it. You got to trade for your
well,
account.
Well, they were talking about it last night. The Astros have the 17th and the 28th pick coming up. On Saturday,
oh, sweet.
Which is the most draft capital they've had in a decade. Let's not forget, first of all, they lost a couple of first-rounders. Mm-hmm. Secondly,
Over
they never
years.
Picked up close to that, 17th. So this is actually pretty, it's actually, you know, they might actually get a couple of players that they can put in the minor league system. Mm-hmm. That'll be nice. Mm-hmm. But baseball is different anyway. I mean, like, Mike Piazza was a 78th rounder, and I mean, you can.
It's not. Well, they say it's not like that as much anymore.
No, but
it's pretty. It's they've really.
No, but you still
in.
See fourth rounders coming up and playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just yeah. Not like the Roy Oswalt and the Mike. Roy was in the 30s round, in the 30th round, 37th round, something like that. That doesn't happen quite as much, but. Got to hit, man. The Astros have to start hitting on their first-round picks. And when I say hit, they have to start getting guys, real dudes. This is they're not going to trade Yordan. They're not going to trade and trade for good players. So they got to try to draft them. And I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being honest. They don't show any aptitude, really, for – it's been a while since they've drafted. When's the last time they drafted somebody who was big time? Is Kyle Tucker?
Their last big time draft.
Yeah, last time they really drafted big time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, they don't get guys at the top of the draft.
Well, it doesn't matter. You just told me guys come from all over the place. This isn't the NBA lottery.
Yeah, but it's better if you're first or second or third or fourth.
Okay, well, evaluate talent well and have guys that come up and are top, you know, 3-round pitchers. Like I don't know.
You lost that. You lost that.
Okay. Well. Then let's not complain then. Let's just take our 500 baseball and let's not complain. If you don't want to do what's necessary, then you have to do the other thing, which is try to grow and develop. Then I hope that Dana is or the next GM is good at growing and developing. That's a good way to build too. It's just you have to be good at that. If you're not good at that, you have two options. You either do it your homegrown from scratch, or you trade off your talent. This is not a new thing. Trading off your talent and getting young guys, you know, that's not a new thing. Washington Nationals did it. They did it successfully. Other teams used to do it for financial reasons. The Astros have financial considerations. Like, they're not going to pay those contracts. But they used to be able to build from the ground floor up, and now they have not really shown an aptitude for that. So we're in a real... We're in a bit of a pickle here when it comes to
everything
team
is
building.
Different since Luno left. Everything is different.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
different. Well, and not just Luno, like Mike Elias, scouting staff. Right. Like, there's a lot of people that went away.
Oh.
We say Luno, but that means there's a whole group that left even before Luno left.
Not only that, but the South American connection.
Yeah, that's gone.
And his how great he was at finding talent. And it was that's the key. You know,
Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
Ephesians? Which book? Ephesians?
About the Astros.
I thought you meant the Bible. Astros. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, in that book, they talked about how the Astros waited till everybody, they used up all their Latin America money. Because everybody has got a cap on how many Latin players they can spend, and then the Astros went out and just kicked ass in finding the right guys at the right money. And
Ben Ryder's book.
That's how they did it.
Ben Ryder, whatever his name is.
Right.
It's called The Right Stuff.
No, it's not the right stuff.
It's that's
what it was. Launch.
And then he turned on the Astros.
Yeah, he was disillusioned.
Yeah, what a D-bag. Well, we had him on the show, and he wasn't.
We gave him some reasons.
It was the greatest hitting.
Astro Ball? Wasn't that the name of the book?
Astro
Ball?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever it is,
we don't have it anymore. And now we've been. That. It's like a gas can. It's like a gas tank in a car that's full. And the Astros have been, you know, using the gas, but it's still been, you know, halfway full. They won a championship in 22. They had lost, you know, this gas tank was still half full. They won a championship in 22 with it. And then, because Verlander was on the way out, Carlos had gone, all these. And then, you know, you Jeremy Peña looked like you're going to get good gas mileage. And then all of a sudden, every year that's passed since 22, a little more, the gas tank just keeps emptying out little by little. And you're right now. The light has come on.
I think you're being too kind. It's you guys don't read as
many on fumes?
Post-apocalyptic books like I do. But, you know, when gas stops being produced, eventually gas goes bad. So even if there's gas left in the tank, it's not usable because it's old.
Well, they're still driving every year, so the tank is
barely.
I'd say the light has come on. You need the yellow light is on, and you need to get some new gas. I mean, you need to refill your tank. Well,
with
what? With what? With what?
They know they're not producing that gas anymore.
Well, are you using the premium California gas?
No, you're not.
No. Like the Dodgers are?
We're
just going out
and
spending $7 a gallon?
Well, let me ask you. Does Nick Allen and Shoemate, do these guys look like Bryce Matthews,
no.
Christian Watt? Does this look like premium gas to you?
No. No,
but you don't Spencer have Eric the Getty, money to spend on Shohei and Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, no, anybody asking you to break the record, an all-time record. You're literally going to the all-time record with somebody who has found a loophole to pay people later. No, that's not what anyone's asking for. You got bad gas. I mean, you don't have much gas left, so don't complain.
You also don't have the money for 93 octane.
Okay, well, I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for a full can.
Where's the raise money?
A full full gas can. You didn't have 93 octane. Whatever.
Yeah. Where's all those raise titles?
Where the raise? Well, they're competitive. They're in a much better spot than the Astros are now. So you
great.
Don't have to be.
So what's
rich.
So what
they
are you
don't
saying?
Even get to the World Series.
So you're
once.
Saying there is no hope. There's no hope.
You
is what
either
you're
spend
saying.
A ton of money or you don't win. Is that what we're saying?
Listen,
that's not true.
That's what he said.
We got a higher standard than the Rays. Okay.
Well, then
reach
put,
it.
Put some gas in your tank with players.
Listen, everything. It doesn't matter if you finish 500 or you lose the World Series. It's the same thing. Okay? It doesn't matter.
You
didn't win the World Series.
Are you enjoying this? What's going
on?
I am enjoying
this. You like this Astros season?
I like this Astros. I do like this. Actually, if you want to know the truth, yes, I like this Astros.
Then you're sitting down to pee. Because this is not real baseball that we're used to in Houston. You don't like this. Stop lying and stop doing this for the second.
Yeah,
tell the truth.
I like
the truth. Tell the truth.
I didn't say you like the team. I said you enjoy what you're watching.
I watch this team, yes. I like it.
We heard you watch it, and no one said your eyes didn't get gouged out. Are you enjoying following a 3-under baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I like the struggle. I like the fight, yes.
We got to get him out of L.A.
I don't know what's
He is miserable
on.
There.
No, yo.
The Astros are
I do.
Reprieve.
I like the fight.
Sitting down and watching this Astros team is a reprieve from whatever's going on out there.
Yeah.
Even watching
Eric Gaddy actually is.
Throw out
it
meatballs
actually.
And... throw hanging curves that go 410 feet.
I just want some
I'm
new
not
players.
Enjoying watching Eric Gaddy per se.
Remember when he was
or
your
Mike
number?
Burrows,
when Eric Gaddy was your surefire number two. Now it's like Lambert and nobody.
Yeah. Remember the days when, Dell, look how wrong you were. Remember how much enjoyment everyone was having?
Yeah, Dell's getting the last laugh on that one.
Man.
He had another good month. He's had two good months as an Astro.
Our Taylor Green. Cool.
Yeah. That was a great month, by the way. But he's had two good
was
months.
Was he pitcher of the month? Have you? How many pitcher of the month do you have, Dell?
You know, if we had a reward for
worst
producer
pitcher,
of the month, you still wouldn't have won one.
I'm sorry.
He'd be probably one of the first pitchers ever to be in the mix for best pitcher and worst pitcher.
I'm sorry,
in back-to-back
you guys
months.
Got behind Jalen Arrighetti.
Oh no! Not which Jalen are we talking about?
Green.
Jalen Green.
That month per one every season that he shows out.
There's a lot of.
That's a pretty good comp. That's a pretty good comp.
Yeah, but he was better than Jalen. Better than Arrighetti.
Arrighetti compared to Jalen's month of March. Well, pretty close.
No, that's fine. But go look at Arrighetti's stats for his entirety, and go look at Jalen's.
Well,
not really close.
I'm telling you,
Jalen was productive.
Jalen Green made
streaky, but productive. Arrighetti is just. I'll give you a good month, and the rest is going to be trash.
I'll just tell you, if you look at Jalen Green's numbers, and then you throw in the month of March, it all averages out because the month of March was extreme. Like he was an MVP candidate.
Green has done some of that,
and
yeah.
then you compare it to his other months. It's very Arrighetti like.
Yeah, except Arrighetti can only give you a month.
Jalen?
And the baseball season is a long season.
Yes.
And you get 1 month and that's it, apparently.
Yeah. I don't see anyone tweeting me now about Arrighetti.
Dell needs to apologize.
That guy's almost to five.
You guys apologize
for
me.
Did you apologize?
No. because it's a long season. I've been told my whole life, baseball's a marathon, not a sprint. So perhaps we let seasons, as I always say, let seasons evaluate. The entirety of the season allows you to evaluate.
You were wrong about May.
Cool. How do we feel now?
Yep. Wrong. Okay. Now.
What's his ERA now?
June and July do not look so great. His ERA is almost a 5.
After what he was.
He's almost to 5. We've got now, we're close to having 3 starting pitchers with over 5 ERA.
Almost 6.
I mean, almost 6. Eric Geddes like a 486, isn't he?
No, the other two are almost 6.
Yeah, the other two. Well, one is 6. The other one's at 599.
Well,
Burroughs has been optioned, so you don't have to deal with him for a little bit.
Yeah. We got to talk about that.
No, we don't.
He was just on a roll. That guy was going to be our big free agent. And
I'm just telling you, at some point, he's going to be really good.
He has nothing in that arm.
Just is not yet.
I mean,
just
that
not
arm,
yet.
He's got no stuff. It's now Imai.
We
got to
wait this one out for a little while.
And Imai is the guy. Imai is our new number 2. Oh, my God. Javier's probably
Hunter,
coming back.
It's Hunter and it's still Hunter. What are you talking about?
Hunter's number 2?
Hunter's number one.
I said Imai is our
and
new
Peter
number.
Peter is number 2.
Peter Lambert. But you couldn't pick out of a lineup is currently.
He's going to be our number 2 number starter 2. In the postseason.
That's great. 29-year-old journeyman.
Are they
I love that Javier great, was able though. To. How about Christian Javier, $54 million? We get him in the 8th inning of an 8-2 game. Yeah. Oh, my God. Talk about just wasted money. Holy crap. I mean, every dime that they spent after that, Abreu, Montero, Javier, every dime they spent after 2022 was just a waste.
Okay, let's take a look at his numbers. So far coming back, he's pitched 3 innings, given up 3 hits, 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's on a bit of a heater right now. Mm-hmm. His last 2.
I don't know why Todd wants us to hit the break. I don't know what the hell. What? Todd, what? Why do you care?
Well, I guess that's how it's starting today.
Okay.
Well, this is what happens when you think you're going to go to 1 under 500 and you end up at 3 under 500. Well,
that's what happened.
And Eric Geddes, Eric Geddes, who was supposed to be your guy, he was supposed to be like, we found one. We got one of them ones. And like, oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. It's just. This guy.
You know what we got? Who's number one? And that's Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. She's number one. It's number one. So there was a documentary about the best in the world. And guess who they came and put as the best powder coaters in the world? It's hard to guess. No, it's not. It's Houston Powder Coaters. It's easy to guess. It's easy to guess when you see all of these different communities that have pools. Where do they go? They send their patio furniture, the pool furniture, to Houston Powder Coaters. Well, Houston Powder Coaters will go and they'll pick it up and deliver it. They'll do it absolutely free. But you see all these public pools. Where do they go? Listen, if you're looking for the best, where did Houston go? The city of Houston went to Houston Powder Coaters and said, beautify our city for the World Cup. You know what we got? And what people saw, they did the walks and they saw all of the metal, the light poles and every other thing that we got that's metal. You know what they saw? Houston Powder Coater, man, it looked great. Houston Powder Coaters is what they do. Houston Powder Coaters have been around. Go look at their grade, the Better Business Bureau. Go see all of the different people that have talked about Houston Powder Coaters and how gushingly they talk about them. And what they do is they make your stuff look great. They are not going to skimp. They're going to make sure that everything that they powder coat is primed and prepped and ready. You got anything, a trailer, a smoker, a wheel wells, or whatever metal that you have, boat part, whatever it is that you have and you need it powder coated, and of course, patio furniture, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Did you guys see today France and Morocco? Okay. I'm sorry we got away from soccer to talk Astros baseball, everybody, in that first segment. Okay? We apologize.
Our bad.
Did you see who's reffing this France-Morocco game?
Not the guy that was Mexico-England, hopefully.
Nope. Del, you see it?
Yeah, the big issue for some, the French are not playing into it, is that it's an all-Argentinian crew.
Five Argentine referees.
So is this supposed to be in Morocco's favor?
People believe.
You think?
I would assume.
You think they want France advancing?
That they're going to screw the French over. That's what people think.
It just is a bad look. Why would you do that?
Because FIFA.
And even if it's not, you know, there's the scrutiny that there's going to be after this. It's just not worth it. I mean, why would you do that if you're FIFA? After all of the controversy about the refs, I don't get it. I don't. Why would you? Terrible look.
They need people from the SEC who has no dog in a fight. They need SEC referees who have two jobs, who work. They still work in, you know, the financial sector industry, and then they come out and do some World Cup stuff. Get some SEC, some good SEC refs.
Yeah.
They're used to seeing speed on the field. Get some SEC refs out there who don't have, and they're gonna keep it clean. They're gonna give you a fair fight. It's fair play.
Sports league bends to the narrative about like this. Like the NBA didn't take Scott Foster off of Chris Paul games.
Right.
There's a reason Scott Foster is in games.
They know the speculation and didn't do anything about it. No league bends to the narratives that people have about their referees.
No, although we do pay attention to whenever, like, John knew immediately when the spotter in the U of H Texas game, the replay guy. You said he was like had ties to University of Texas or something.
Yeah.
Like graduate.
Yes.
You knew that right away because I assume somebody in University of Houston told
you
that.
Yeah, I know what the Big 12 didn't do. Oh, that guy has ties. We're taking him off.
But that's a bad look, though. It's a bad look.
It is a conflict of interest.
But no league ever does it, so I get why.
And you know what? The U of H got screwed on the replay.
So I get why. Why wouldn't FIFA do it? Because no league does that.
Right, but you could have signed someone other than Argentina.
But they aren't going to
sign Australia.
They're not
guys.
Going to what, and then you put it on these guys who may be as honest as all get out.
Are there any Americans?
Yeah, we had an American referee in some World Cup games. Yeah.
The irony about this whole thing is, it was a French referee that wanted Argentina to advance. His racism overshadowed his, you know, his will for the French to win the World Cup.
Racism.
Well, against Egypt. Okay. It must have been that. If I'm a French ref, I'm like, let's make sure Argentina don't get there.
No, you want to play the best competition, John. I'm always told that. You're upset
you'd
when
rather
people
play
are
Egypt.
Gone. No, you want to play the best is what I've heard. I want to play the worst possible schedule.
Yes.
And Argentina gets to.
Or maybe the French referee's just incompetent. It had nothing to do with his favoritism.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think if it was incompetent, it was, honestly.
I don't know that it's
the way that
fixed.
He went back and looked and as hard as he could to find a way to nullify that goal and then didn't even bother to replay.
Letter of the law. Letter of the law. He was right,
and that's not how it goes. VAR has to be the one who
that
calls
alerts.
Over.
Yeah, that alerts. And then he makes a decision.
Yeah, he can't generate a replay for himself. Uh-uh. The people in that booth have to make the call, and then he has to make a decision.
Well,
with their help, by the way.
He goes back, looks, makes sure.
I'll just say this: they're staying. That's the third time that's happened. Balogun, the guy who from England, and then that one where. They've used that. Now, the other two times, guys got red cards. This was just a penalty. But every single time, they've used VAR to go back and give penalties that weren't there before. Two of them were red cards that weren't there before, that weren't called on this. So they're using it. There's some consistency there, I guess. But, you know, it really didn't have an impact on the play. That's a whole different thing. But it just does. FIFA's already got a reputation for being crooked. International
scummy.
International sport, there's been lots of match rigging in tennis and in soccer in the past in different leagues, not Premier League, whatever, but in different leagues. We know FIFA has been has been in trouble for being bought and sold. Basically, they are openly fraudulent and corrupt. And then you just have to avoid the appearances of, and you can do it. You don't have an Argentinian ref. Get Italians out there. Get an Australian crew. I know they had Australian VAR. I don't know if they have an Aussie referee. Get that. What's that guy care? You know, so I don't know. I'm kind of with John on this one. You just avoid. I'm not saying you bend to the will, but you don't have to assign somebody who's a direct opposition. And they've got beef. Like France and Argentina are rivals.
They would be the first league to do what you're asking them to do.
No, I don't think so. It wouldn't be the first, Al. I'm sure leagues have been said, okay, before, let's avoid. I mean, you don't see it, but I'm sure that they've avoided this kind of controversy. Absolutely.
Then why do we know about Scott Foster, the extender?
Well, just because some leagues don't, or they don't at some times, doesn't mean that they haven't before.
That's our narrative, but Scott Foster is actually ranked very highly amongst referees. He's considered one of the best.
And by the way, FIFA...
The Chris Paul thing was a real thing. That should have been avoided at all costs.
They never tried to release this.
That went too long.
For all we can tell. And FIFA will tell you, we're not going to besmirch these Argentinian guys by bending to you and saying, yeah, we think they may favor Morocco in their match. That's not something they want to have as well. Because these are possibly three or five innocent guys who are just going to do their job the right way. And they don't even want that sniff. That, yeah, we considered it. And we think they may. They may give Morocco favorable calls. They don't want that on those guys' heads either. So I'm not surprised.
We'll see if it comes into play. Hopefully it doesn't go in. I still think that unless there's a really scandalous call in the box for a penalty kick, best team's going to win. Morocco, France has their hands full anyway with Morocco. Morocco is a good team. They got their hands full. If they don't have Siaban or Siabari or whatever his name is who plays up front, if that hamstring won't let him go, they're probably not going to win. But it's going to be tight. It's going to be a good match. France looked terrible last game against Paraguay. I mean, they just didn't look good. Even with Paraguay giving them the bully treatment, trying to stick them in a locker, they still didn't look good. I don't know how they got all the cards and Paraguay didn't. That was a little weird.
Yep. All right, let's break. Stay on time. All right, 713-780-3776.
Good job, buddy.
If you want to get in here, you can. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'm talking right now about HRP. I'm talking about your business. I'm talking about you're driving in right now. You're going to work. You got on your mind. What do we have to do today? What are we doing? How are we selling? How are we doing? What do we got to do? What do we got to pick? What do we got to buy? And instead of worrying about, all right, payroll, all right, because we're getting in towards the middle of the month now here. We got payroll. We've got an HR problem over here. We got 401k issues, blah, blah, blah. We're doing all of these things instead of worrying about selling our widgets. Sell your widgets. Worry about making money for your company and let HR&P worry about all the other stuff. That's not what you do. It's what they do. They're experts at it. They have proprietary technology that will make it so simple, so smooth, so perfect every time. You don't need to be worrying about that stuff. That's not what you do. Let them take care of that, and they'll do it cheaper than you can, much cheaper than you can, because you got to hire an HR person, payroll, not only person, people, HR as well. And tax and accountants and CPAs, all of these things that your business needs in one fell swoop, and that is HR&P. HR&P takes care of all of that stuff for you better than you can do it, because it's what they do, experts, every single day. HRP.net. Stop worrying about stuff that ain't making you money. HRP.net.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Keith, we'll get you in here in a second here. Talk a little UFC. But first, Justin Verlander retiring. Announced it. He said this is it. The injuries have caught up. He wanted to pitch a couple more years, but he can't. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like, I don't know where they are, but they're at a restaurant, I guess, here. He's with some big guy. I mean, it's a big guy.
Yeah, I saw it. And
my favorite Justin Verlander memory is the night I saw him at the Four Seasons with Kate, and I secretly bought their dinner and then asked the waitress to come find me so he could thank me. Thanks for everything, Justin Verlander. Oh, this guy gets thanked, but you get nothing.
Well, McCool, to be fair, it was McCool who bought the bottle of wine. Bought a bottle of wine, expensive wine for the table. This was back at Riel. This would have been in like 22, 21, nothing. Maybe 21.
Nothing.
And maybe even actually before COVID.
Didn't even
say thank
you. May have
been 19. Nothing. Just walked right by, and the other people at the table said thank you. He and Kate just walked by, didn't look to say thank you to anybody, just walked by. And then the other couple who was there with them having dinner, they came and said thank you to McCool. Kind of jacked up, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sorry, but you ain't that guy. That guy got thanked. You got nothing.
No, it told me who Justin Verlander nothing. Was. Nothing. No, I know who he is now. I know what I'm dealing with.
He gets wine thrown at him. You didn't buy the whole dinner at the Four Seasons. Holy crap, you know what that cost?
That would have gotten you a head nod, like, so.
And dude probably ordered some expensive wine, didn't care, because he was going to pay for it, and it's $50 million a year. He don't care.
You're buying. I know.
You picked, you're buying, you picked that up.
Just,
you know why?
I just want to say thanks. Like, pff, well, you I could buy this restaurant tonight if I wanted.
Yeah, that's right. And that's probably why he went, why'd they buy us this crappy wine?
That's what he probably thought. It was, you know, a good wine, too. It's a $120 bottle of wine.
Oh, that's like Boone's Farm to him.
I know. That's true.
That is kind of true. Let's get Keith in here. What up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Loaded Saturday night. You got two World Cup quarterfinals and then a nightcap. Connor is back. 5 years off. His physique looks good. He's going against Max Holloway.
Max looks a little chubby, right, by the way. The recent pictures of Max Holloway, he's trying to gain a bunch of weight. It almost looks like AI. I had to confirm that it's real because it's like, this is Max Holloway. Now, he'll gain a bunch of weight, and then he'll lean down for the weigh-in, so he'll look a little better at the weigh-in. But it didn't look good, the pictures I saw, Keith. And I think when those pictures leaked, the odds came down. By the way, when the pictures leaked, Keith, the odds went down on Holloway. Like, Holloway was a much bigger favorite. The pictures leaked of what he looks like right now, and the odds came down, like, pretty substantially.
Yeah, I think Connor's the biggest name in UFC history. I think he looks like he's in good shape. Must-see television. I think, his whiskey's awful, but I think this is going to be a good fight. There's no way he's just going to roll over. This is a big-time Saturday night. You get two World Cup quarterfinals, and then Connor and Max, too. Connor won 13 years ago. He's back. Let's go.
We'll see. We'll see if it's a let's go. Connor hadn't fought for a while.
He punches old men in the face.
For not drinking his whiskey.
Yeah, for not drinking his
whiskey. No, he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He's really a bad dude. He's intriguing. He's fun to listen to. They had an article. I just read an article yesterday about Conor McGregor, how all this time off has been used to soften his image. And then they ran down all the sexual assault stuff, the violence. Like, Conor McGregor, they've used 5 years to try to.
This guy. He's an a-hole.
He's not a good dude.
No.
He's had a lot of bad things that they've used a 5 year gap in his fighting to try to soften him up a little bit. But he's like I said, he's a lot of fun to watch. But
yeah, we'll see if he's
there's
still
a fighter on this card. Is this right? Mario Bautista is 71-3. This can't be right.
I don't know. I have no idea. Nope.
I mean, a fighter with that. No, okay, that's what I thought, 17-3. They've got this screwed up on this website. I'm like, there's no way this guy has 71 fights at the age of 33.
No.
Okay.
All right. Unless he fights every month, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah. He could, the underground. Raheel might be calling his fights, you don't know.
Oh, speaking of Raheel, why did I get this? Why did he send us this Instagram reel at 11:20 last night?
Oh, that's Raheel. That is Raheel right there. We can't say you don't.
Well, he and I send stuff like this to each other.
I know you two do. I know you two do. And me and Dell are the ones that have to look at it.
Yeah. Well, no, we send it direct messages like you don't things you don't even see. They're usually little people, but still this hits the mark for some of the stuff that we'll send also. Okay, he wants Mo Salah to defect and come to the U.S. I mean, I do too. Even though he's old now, he's still better than our best player.
Yes. No, we don't want Mo. He ain't going to be. Come on.
No, I'm not. No, but how else are we going to? We can't trade Jordan and just get new players for the U.S. men's national team. So what are we going to do?
No, but so did you guys see the kid that's playing? He's on the 15 and under that he's being bought by one of the big teams in Europe.
Not the one that Dell was telling
us about. Did you see that one?
Cavan, whatever.
Not Cavan.
Yeah. There's another one. We got another one?
We got another one. We got another kid.
All right.
I mean, I didn't bother to. I should have looked at his name or something, but I didn't. But, yeah. So, we got some kids coming up that, you know. We'll see. Yeah. We got
watch them in the Olympics, everyone. If you want to see the next crop, 2028 here, another home tournament for us to disappoint.
What is the Olympic qualifying like?
Well, we don't have to because we're the host.
Oh, we're the host city. That's right. So, we're the host town.
Yeah, country. Host country. So yeah, the new blood, the new generation you'll get to see in the Olympics. Let's see if they're any good. They made the quarterfinals of the last Olympics. They got beaten by Morocco 4-0, though. So that didn't end well. But maybe this group will be one that we can be proud of. Let's just avoid embarrassment. That's all.
You just want to. That's a way. All right.
I mean, what happened on Monday?
I believe that we won't be embarrassed.
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's not a good cheer.
That's not the cheer we're looking for.
The real chant isn't any good, but I just hope. I'm just hoping that if people still want to try to lock in about 2 years, two summers from now, you'll get another chance, and hopefully it ends better than 4-1 to some somewhat average team that they're playing. But Xavier Gozal is one of the guys you might. He's an MLS All-Star at 19 years old. He probably won't be in MLS for very long, but that's one of the guys you can want to latch on to and go, okay, hey, that guy's pretty good. Maybe he'll be around for the next World Cup. And hopefully he is one of several because we're old right now, World Cup-wise, if all the guys play.
You think we're an old team?
We would be an old team. If we bring, let's say we bring back 15 of the guys who were a part of this group, that would be an old team because all these guys are in their mid-20s or late or older. We don't want a bunch of 30-year-olds running around. Not these guys. Like, why do I want an older version of the guys we just saw against Belgium? That ain't going to go well.
No. It's depressing talking about the men's team.
Let's talk about
almost like literally after they got beat, the drop from what it was before and after is so substantial. And I know you guys all saw Landon Donovan's personal plea to Christian Pulisic. Did you see him air Pulisic out yesterday and basically say Pulisic is a pain in the ass to everyone around him?
I've got the sound.
Okay, we can listen to that.
We'll play it on the other side. There was one ship in there that we got to get rid of.
Of you not looking at the rundown, Lance. You would have known.
Well, yeah, it's just a little bit of a long clip, but it's a good clip, though. It's
all
a
right,
little
well,
long.
Well, yeah, it's actually pretty good. We'll play the whole thing. It's a little long, but we'll play it. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, let's eat some taquerias.
Taquerias Arandas. Woo-wee. Mexican street food. That's an entire section on their menu. And that's where you find the tacos and the different types of tacos that you like. And they're, you can order online, get it delivered just like everyone else. You could go pick it up. They do catering, right? So they do catering. But the menu has a variety of I'll tell you some of my favorites from here that I've had that I really, really enjoy. I did like the combination platter because that gives you a lot of appetizers for everyone at the table to enjoy and food for everyone at the table to enjoy. On their signature dishes, I think my favorite is probably the alambres. It's a beef and bacon shish kebab. That's really, really good. My wife likes flautas, so she gets flautas. I haven't had the flautas yet. They also have Carbon Tacos. If you're a big fan of Tacos al Carbon, they've got those for you as well on that. And the Parrillada, which I know some of you are going to be mad that I'm saying it correctly, but it is what it is. That is a great dish for you to order. They've got Mexican street food, including the different tacos and tortas and taquitos, tostadas, burritos, gorditas. They've got it all. Just stop in and check it out for yourself. You can stop in for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner. Enjoy some authentic Mexican food at very, very nice prices that are not going to kill your wallet. And you're getting a good portion of food as well. There's over 20 locations around Houston. You have no excuse. Get into a taco.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. To get in here with us, get in quickly because we got Glenn Davis, but we've also got Landon Donovan. So this is kind of telling, and this is a guy who walked in his shoes, so he can tell you what Christian Pulisic is going through, although Christian Pulisic seems to be going through it in a different... Landon Donovan was a lot more successful than Christian Pulisic has been, that's for sure. And a lot of interesting things he brings up here. So here is Landon Donovan talking about the situation that Christian Pulisic is in.
I believe I am uniquely qualified, the only person probably who's been in his shoes. The level of which he is dealing with this is much greater than the level I dealt with, because this was 2006 for me. Not many people were paying attention. It was not a home World Cup. Social media didn't exist. So this is exacerbated by a ton. I have been in his shoes. I had a horrible World Cup, completely let the team down, was getting criticized for the first time, not to the extent he is. I know the feeling. The feeling is identical. And I would just say this. It led me to therapy. It led me to take a look at my life and my career honestly for the first time. It allowed me to have massive, important conversations with people I love in my life about all things, not just soccer. And it changed my life forever in a positive way. I don't know if Christian will cares about that, wants to do all that. We don't have a great relationship now. I'm sure he doesn't like me, doesn't respect me. I'm saying this to you, Christian. You probably don't listen. This is an opportunity to help and to change your life forever. One of the biggest problems, I speak to people who are at U.S. Soccer. I speak to his sponsors. I speak to his teammates. I speak to the staff and the coaches. People are fed up with the way things are handled around him. And it's not necessarily him, but it's his agents, his family, his hangers-on, the people are influencing. People are fed up with it. They treat people poorly. They do things poorly. It's always a no. Whenever you want to ask, can we do an interview? It's always a no. You can't get near him. He doesn't say hi to the commentators who do all the games all the time when they walk by. All the other guys come over and shake hands and say hello. There's just this sense about him that, like, you can't get near him. It's too big. And I actually don't think it's from him. I think it's from the people around him. They need to stop. And he needs to man up and have a conversation with them and say, look, guys, this is not helping me. He needs to get some training on media. I did, too. I said a lot of dumb shit. And people are like, hey, Landon, you don't want to come off this way, do you? And I still make mistakes all the time. All of these things can be a positive. I have to say, though, he has a big challenge ahead. Because, Tim, I'm thinking ahead to the next game. And, JR, like, if we happen to be at this game, the next U.S. game in this country, what do you think that's going to look like? Like, think about that. Is he going to get booed when they announce him? Maybe. People are livid. So, anyway, it's a long-winded way of saying this can be a good moment in your life. A lot of things need to change. And I actually think it's not him. I think it's the people around him.
It's interesting. He is, you know, I didn't even think about that. You don't see him too often ever doing interviews.
No, you see him do some commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's in commercials, but...
But, you know, another guy who doesn't do really a lot of interviews is Messi. He's at a stage where he doesn't have, but he'll do a lot of commercials.
Well,
but
he doesn't have much personality.
No, and they said, this guy who tried to interview him said it was a nightmare because his handler said it was going to be this. He had a whole day to get an interview. Then it cut down to 4 hours. Then it cut down to a one-hour time frame. Then he was late getting there. It was like a total nightmare. He said he would never try to interview a star player ever again, especially in soccer, because that's just kind of a norm in soccer where the stars get babied so bad. But maybe that's some of what Pulisic has going on, where he's got handlers who are treating him like a star. It's a bad look. It's not a good look, and it's Donovan and Tim Howard specifically have kind of, you know, put some heat on him But Landon Donovan, you get the sense that Landon just wants – he just wants him to succeed. And he's trying to think, man, if I could just help him. But that kid has taken heat, rightfully so. I mean, if he's not the right guy, then he's not the right guy. But
for me, I just feel like they're really equal.
Yeah, that's come out again now.
Who said that?
The
people who criticized
him. I think it was a Pulisic specific doc that Weah was interviewed on or whatever, but
yeah, it was a doc that came
out. Who did he say is evil?
All the ex-US players who have criticized his team.
Yeah.
For me, I just feel like they're really evil.
God. Do you think he's going to get booed next time he appears in the US?
No, I don't. I heard them mention it. I don't see that happening.
I don't know.
I know. Who's going to boo him? You're booing your team, basically. I don't see him getting booed. Do you, Dale?
Well, no, you're booing Christian Pulisic because he doesn't show up. He hasn't shown up yet.
In 2 years, or the next time they're on a home side?
When he'll actually play for them again. I don't know how they do those things at friendlies. Do they individually introduce? I guess they...
But when he gets the ball, maybe.
I guess they do it before the game. They'll tell you what the lineup is, and they'll say
actually
these
they
are
do they do that yeah they do
but
that.
The guys aren't out there at the time or they're not being highlighted. Hey,
Tim Reed,
look at the scoreboard because we're at the Gold Cup, and what they did was they didn't like highlight Diego Luna or all the players, but they just had, hey, here's your starting 11, and they put them on the board.
So at World Cup they did individually, just like you see on TV. They had that same thing on TV. They run that in the stands, but they have their names. They're saying their names.
Okay.
And
so maybe he will.
But it was pretty fast. I mean, although there were cheers. What match did I go to? Cape Verde, Netherlands. Well, yeah, like when they in Portugal, when they got to Ronaldo, everyone, lost it.
Okay. So I guess
maybe
it's possible.
Maybe, but it might also depend on, because they didn't do it at Gold Cup. So who knows? But John's right. He can always get booed every time he touches a ball. But
that would be pretty tough.
That'd be pretty brutal.
Yeah,
get booed by your own team, your own fans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wouldn't have the. Well, they wouldn't boo him for long if he continues his recent trend of just getting dispossessed. So the boos would be very short.
Boo.
No, man. I guess we'll wait until the next time. Would you get out a full boo?
You can't like, even if get you out a boo?
If you go back and watch every time he had the ball against Belgium, would you be actually able to get out a full boo? Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
You got to hold on to the ball so I can boo you.
Yeah, we need you to hold on a little longer so we can get our boo off.
What a sad state. We were so happy, so excited. Now look
so
at
excited.
Us.
So excited.
I mean, it's gone just a complete 180.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close.
Well, if they had played like Mexico, we'd be like, oh, man, that was so good.
Yeah, but I think you might have gotten beat 2-0 Mexico.
No, if they would have played like Mexico
Played like Mexico. They would not have beaten Mexico. But, had they played like Mexico? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I still thought we were better than Belgium, but was definitely not their best performance. But at least they came back, made it 3-2. After being down 3-1, there's holes in the program. We're going to have to get better on the back end and blah, blah, blah. But, that second goal by Balogun just showed. But instead they scored a late goal with Lukaku, and they made it a 4-1, which is basically like getting beat 35 to 6.
Yeah, the Matt Freeze goal broke them. That's all.
128 to 91.
When Matt Freeze kicked the ground 2 feet ahead of the ball or behind the ball.
And then your boy did that.
And then Tim Reed somehow jumped out of the way. When all he had to do was like stand there, he would have been able to at least deflect it. That broke everyone.
Jumped sideways, did a Michael Jackson kick.
It's embarrassing.
It was terrible. Immediately my heart went, oh, we're not good.
You got to the 57th minute before you figured
that out. I was like, oh no, we're not good.
We stink.
I thought we were good now.
And then we're not. We're,
remember
we're
how we did against Australia? Remember against Australia and Paraguay?
I remember. Yeah.
Remember the first goal when we took the lead against Turkey? Yeah.
That felt great.
Yeah, I was like, we're one of them ones.
Yeah.
We actually are a superpower now. That's what I was thinking. Like, we might be a world superpower in soccer. This is just different.
You texted the group chat and said this team is different.
I said, this looks different.
He's the reason. You're the downfall.
I am a jinx.
Was it different?
That's what Lance
it's not.
Said.
It was not different when you faced a real team.
Now we got two real teams coming up. We'll talk to Glenn Davis.
And this
about
is just
that.
A real, this is a real team light. Belgium was real team light.
We got Morocco versus France, and Glenn Davis will help us.
They
ruined
the U.S.
team. He'll break it down. Brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite. Grab a seat and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.